Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor and Bloomberg News reporter Sarah Friar. Facebook is reversing its previous policy and has now agreed to ban posts that deny the Holocaust. So Zuckerberg was highly criticized in 2018 after he used the Holocaust as an example of denialism that may be wrong but should be permitted to exist on Facebook. What changed his mind, do you think?
It has been a very long road to try to get Zuckerberg to recognize that Holocaust denial can inspire anti-Semitic violence. And he said that it was that data that actually finally convinced him that it's not enough to make it just a speech issue, that speech on Facebook actually can impact what people do in the world at large. And this is something that tech companies, young tech companies, often have to grapple with, because Holocaust denialism is actually illegal in Germany. So if you want to operate in Germany, you have to decide, am I going to ban this content just in Germany or elsewhere in the world? And Facebook took the stance that it would allow it elsewhere in the world. But finally, that has changed.
So Facebook now says later this year it's going to direct people looking for terms associated with the Holocaust or its denial, going to direct them to credible information outside of Facebook. How will that work?
Well, it's going to be associated with posts they see. So if they are seeking it out, they will get the right information as opposed to information fed to them by Facebook groups. Often the groups and pages that become popular on Facebook are those which have content that goes against common knowledge. And so denialism, conspiracy theories, and such can find a bigger audience on Facebook because those folks don't tend to have a community around those discussions elsewhere. Now, this is, I just want to point out, this is a very slow evolution on Zuckerberg's part, and it's not complete. The company just told me that although Holocaust denial will be against their rules, it is still going to be okay to deny other genocides, and that has a lot of people upset. So I think that this company is constantly going to be reacting to public opinion and real-world violence as it continues to be intertwined with its policies.
We've got to go in a sec, but do you think Zuckerberg just figured this out, or was there a lot of pressure from advertisers and users?
There was a advertiser ban, and there was a lot of constant pressure from the Anti-Defamation League and other Jewish organizations and civil rights groups.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.